Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
What could be better on these summer evenings than kicking back with a great book in hand? So if you were looking for some page turners to take on holidays or to read with the book club, stay with us for the next few minutes because we are joined by our resident bookworms, Waterford librarians Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany, whose brains we love to pick for their top reads. Good morning to you both. You're very welcome. We're going to start with thrillers because we all love to get lost in a good mystery while we're away. Tracy, you've recommended The Housemaid by Freida McFadden.
Freida McFadden has published 27 books. I had never heard of her. She's an American author. And yes, I am recommending The Housemaid. It's actually going to be shortly made into a film with Lionsgate. So you always want to read the book before you see the film. It's the perfect holiday read. It's very easy to read, very enjoyable, psychological thriller. Millie, who is just out of prison, she's sleeping in her car, gets a job as a housemaid for the perfect couple, the Winchesters, in a big, huge mansion. Nina is married to Andy. He's gorgeous. He's perfect. The couple are madly in love. They have a little girl. But everything is not perfect. No couple is perfect.
Genuine suspense here, or can you see it coming?
I couldn't see it coming. That's why they're making the film. And the housemaid, she lives in a tiny attic room at the top of the mansion that is particularly creepy. And the door only locks from the outside. So that really sets the tone for what is going to happen in the book. Brilliant. Okay. Thumbs up.
22 books to her name, you're saying.
27,
excuse me. By way of contrast, Jenny, you're recommending a debut thriller by Irish author Claire Coughlan.
Yeah, Claire Coughlan, my first choice today. It's called Where They Lie, and I love a good debut. And this novel, it's Irish. It starts in a newspaper newsroom in Dublin in 1968. And we have our character, Nicoletta Sarto. She's an ambitious junior reporter.
Nicoletta Sarto. Nobody was called Nicoletta Sarto in Dublin in 1968.
Well, I think the name is apt now. I think it's kind of because I think we're going to see a lot more from Nicoletta in more novels. I hope we will. So it's a nice name that'll stay. But she's trying to make her way in a man's world. And this book was actually recommended to me by a retired journalist. And he said,
that's a really, really good recommendation because there are, when journalists watch newsrooms on screen or in books, you usually end up cringing. So if it's getting a recommendation from a hack, that's a thumbs
up. Now, it's set in the 60s. I have to say that retired journalist didn't work in the 60s. He was much later than that. But in the book, Nicoletta is drawn to a story. There's a 25-year-old mystery, disappearance of an actress, links to a crime, and then secrets from her own past. It's very atmospheric. It'll stay with you a long time after you finish the book. Like I said, an excellent debut. It's got a really good mix of social commentary of its time. Very, very sharp storytelling. I'd recommend this for fans of Andrea Mara, Tana French, Liz Nugent, and like I said, it's a debut, and I definitely hope we hear more from Claire Coughlan and Nicoletta Sarto. Really good. Book clubs will love this as well.
Staying with Irish authors, Tracy, you really enjoyed the e-audiobook of Kevin Barry's The Heart in Winter.
Oh my God. Kevin Barry, if you're listening, I am madly in love with you. I want to run away with you just for your voice, honest to God. He has a short stories collection, That Old Country Music, as well. He reads his own books, which is very, very important, but he has got an amazing voice. And if you ever get to see an event with him in it, go to it, because he does author readings, but it's really, really good. Now, this was, there's a lots of sex and bad language, but great fun. It's a Western, a romantic Western, set in Butte, Montana, 1891. We find Tom Rourke. Now, when, when you've read this book and I mentioned Tom Rourke to you, you're going to be falling around your kitchen laughing at this. Tom Rourke, he's a poet, a ballad maker, a doper, a drinker, and fond of the brothels. He feels like his life is going nowhere. He works in a photographic studio. He newly married couple come in, Captain Anthony Harrington and Polly Gillespie arrive to get their marriage portrait done, and the sparks fly between Polly and Tom. Now, I have described it as Ireland's answer to 50 Shades of Grey, but I feel that might be a bit of an insult to Kevin, because I got to page 9 of 50 Shades of Grey, but you will love Kevin Barry's The Heart of Winter. Fabulous.
You did 5 pages better than I did, but it definitely sounds a bit post-Watershed.
Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, and like the other book that I was talking about, That Old Country Music, it's all about men in the west of Ireland up in Tyeen's, and they are leading lives, but they all get into trouble when women is the cause of all damnation, I suppose. No,
this
but
is true.
Yeah,
this is true. Absolutely. So another Irish recommendation: The Amendments by Niamh Mulvey. This is another one you read, Tracy.
This is very, very good. It took me a few chapters to get into. The first chapter starts with Nell and her partner Adrian. They're about to have a baby. Now, for Adrian, this is very exciting, but for Nell, not so much. And that is why they're sitting in a therapist's office. Nell has been a mother before. She doesn't speak to her own mother. Went to London to escape Ireland. But you've got it very much a lot happening in this book, but really good. It's about love, coming of age, the women's movement in the 80s, mother-daughter relationships, discovering the truth about yourself, a rebellion and belonging. And this was narrated by Jessica Regan, who is an actress. Very, very good.
Okay. And I see it gets recommendations from the Irish Independent, the Irish Times and the Irish Journal and VIP as one of the most anticipated novels
it
of the year.
It so was just published in April 24 okay. this year. Worth a read.
Not just your recommendation there. Now, Jenny, Colm Tobin's sequel to Brooklyn, Long Island. Do you need to read Brooklyn first?
No, some people are asking, do you have to have read Brooklyn first? And I would say no. Like, Tobin set himself a very high bar writing the sequel to Brooklyn, I think, but he doesn't let himself down. He's a masterful storyteller. Long Island is the sequel to Brooklyn. It recounts enough of Eilish's story without being a rehash. But I would recommend a read or a reread of Brooklyn for full enjoyment of the work. This book opens with a bang, one of the biggest bangs of a storyline I've come across in a book in an opening chapter in a long, long time. A stranger turns up on the door of Eilish's house in Long Island with a shocking declaration and news that will change the course of the life that she's built for herself and her family in the 20 or so years since we last saw her at the end of Brooklyn. And it's what she does and what she refuses to do in response to this shocking news gives us a riveting story. And people like Colm Tobin is the laureate for Irish fiction, and he has a very wide appeal, though. Like, I wouldn't be put off when I hear laureate and think, oh, that's very literary, high-level fiction. Like, this is a perfect beach read. It's also a book I would feel confident buying for someone as a gift, even if I wasn't too sure of their tastes, because it's a really, really good book.
And can you read it with your own idea of the characters in your mind now, or is Saoirse Ronan there in your head?
No, Saoirse Ronan is definitely there the whole time.
Okay.
And the story itself moves from Long Island back to Enniscorthy. Now, I'll take bets on when we'll see Cameron Crowe on the streets of Enniscorthy, because Long Island, it's a great story. It's crying out to be made, and I would say it's crying out to be borrowed and shared and bought and shared and given on, because when you get to the end of Long Island, you're going to want to discuss the ending with someone else, which I'm not going to discuss
No. I sometimes think we shouldn't even say that there is a twist or something there, because people then read
and they're
kind of expecting. No, look, they're looking for it.
It's
wondering
not
what
a
it's
twist.
Be.
It's all right, just okay. The ending.
No more to be said about it. Tracy, The Bees by Laleen Paul.
Absolutely fantastic. One of the best books you're ever going to read. It was published in 2015. And there should be a lot more buzz about this book.
Oh, dear.
Now, this is about...
Stick to stamping books.
This is about Flora 717. She's a bee, born into the lowest class of society, who should be a sanitation bee, only fit to clean out the orchard hives. But she finds herself reassigned to feed the newborn bees and slowly works her way up in the world. It's easy to read. Yes, it's about bees, but it's about bullying, wanting something more for yourself, society trying to keep you down. It's original debut novel. You will not be able to put this book down, and this book will stay with you long after. I won't kill a bee anymore.
Jenny, this next one is a big one on the book club scene. How Much of These Hills is Gold by C.Pam Yang.
Yes, C.Pam Yang. This book came out in 2020. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize, completely passed me by at the time, and book clubs have started giving it a bit of a buzz. I've noticed a few book clubs coming into libraries who are reading it, and it's set in the American West at the tail end of the Gold Rush. We have two siblings, Lucy and Sam. They're 12 and 11, and they're suddenly alone. Their father has died and their mother is gone. The elder sibling is recalling events of the from the family's past that all end in tragedy as they're trying to make this gold rush. Like, I was brought up on a diet of American Westerns when I was a kid on a Sunday morning. The Sisters Brothers by Patrick DeWitt is one of my favourite novels. I'd really recommend How Much of These Hills Is Gold. It gives another unique perspective of that time, the American West. It's haunting, it's original, it's 300 pages and you'll fly through it.
Tracy, just give me the titles of your remaining ones there. Rikuanda?
Rikuanda, The Honeybees and Distant Thunder, translated by Philip Gabriel. Brilliant book. We have to talk about this. Next week. We're back on the 22nd of August. Tune in.
We'll do that then. All right, ladies.
We'll be back.
Tracy, Jenny, thank you both very much. That is all that we have time for.